由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
We are delighted that you have chosen to tune into this program.
我们很开心你再次收听我们天路导向节目。
And we are about to conclude our series of messages entitled Ordinary People Who Have Prayed Extraordinary Prayers.
今天我们将要结束我们平凡人非凡的祷告这个专题讲道系列的学习。
And we are going to conclude this series of messages by looking at the prayer that is found in Luke chapter 1, beginning at verse 46.
作为整个讲道系列的结束，我们要看路加福音第一章从第46节开始所记载的祷告。
Every generation has its own way to describe what's going on in society at the time.
每一个年代都有一套爱来形容社会现象的词汇。
Some words that have been used to describe conditions in the 20th century are as follows.
在二十世纪的时候所用的字眼就好像以下这一些那样。
The underclass.
例如低下阶层。
The privileged few.
例如少数特权阶级。
The working poor.
例如贫苦的劳动阶层。
Social justice.
例如社会公义。
The disadvantaged.
例如弱势社群。
The disenfranchised.
例如被剥削的人。
And of course, the all too common use of the word victimized.
当然亦都有我们经常滥用的名字，就是受害者。
These are mostly words that are designed to categorize people in groups.
这一类型的字眼将人分为很多个不同的群体。
In academia, this is called social engineering.
如果在学术界当中，这一样东西叫做社会工程学。
For those of us who are believers,There is a big problem with these words.
对于我们基督徒来讲，这一些词汇很有问题。
These words most often underestimate and give no consideration whatsoever to the way God operates in His universe.
这一些名称往往贬低了甚至否定了神管理宇宙的方式。
Why?
为什么我会这样讲呢？
Because the unbeliever does not understand that God operates with a different set of standards.
因为不信神的人是不了解神所使用的是另外一套完全不同的尺度。
Because the worldly view does not understand that God specializes in lifting up the lowly and humbling the powerful.
因为世界的观念完全不明白神专门去提拔卑微的人，他专门去降低有权势的人。
There are those who teach that unless you are rich and powerful, you do not matter.
世界很多的教导咁同我哋话，只有有钱有权的人先系重要的。
There are those who say that unless you have university degree, you are not important.
呢个世界教导我哋话。除非你拥有大学学位，否则你都是不重要的。
There are those who would say that unless your family is a prominent family, you are not important.
亦都有人咁话，除非你是出生在显赫的家族当中，否则你只是微不足道。
But that's not how God thinks.
但是这些并不是神所想的东西。
God looks at the heart and not.The accomplishments.
神是看我们的内心，而不是看我们的成就。
And that happened 2,000 years ago.
而在2,000年以前，神已经是这样做。
God looked down and saw a young peasant girl from Nazareth.
但是上帝从天上面看到一位 是拿撒勒的普通少女。
She was not related to the powerful Roman emperor.
她和强盛的罗马帝国甚至入面的凯撒都完全没有关系。
She was not rich and famous.
她没有钱又没有名。
But she had something none of these people had.
但是她有一些其他人没有的特质。
She was righteous.
她是一个正直的人。
2,000 years ago, a young peasant girl in Palestine.
在2000年前，在巴勒斯坦的一个平民的少女。
Knew what God is looking for much more than all the educated people in this century.
这个平民的少女已经知道神是要求她做什么，她甚至比今日所有的饱学之士更加知道神所看重的是什么。
If you really want to understand what it means to have a healthy self-image,
如果你真的想明白什么叫做健康的自我形象的话，
Study the prayer of praise by Mary in Luke chapter 1 beginning at verse 46.
请仔细阅读一下路加福音第一章从46节开始的玛利亚赞美上帝的祷词。
If you really want to understand what it means to be really secure in who you are in Christ,
如果你真的想明白什么才是在基督里面的真我，
You need to study the prayer of Mary.
你要好好地去读玛利亚的这个祷告。
Let's read it.
让我们一起去读。这个祷告是记载在路加福音第一章第46到55节。玛利亚说，我的心尊主为大，我的灵以上帝我的救主为喜乐，因为上帝顾念他的使女的卑微。从今以后万民要称我为有福，因为大能的上帝为我成全了大事。上帝的名为圣，上帝怜悯敬畏他的人直到永远。他伸出大能的手臂，驱除骄傲人心中一切的计谋。他将有权的君王革位，升高卑微的人。他使饥饿的人饱餐美食，让富足的人空手而归。他对我们的祖先所讲的，他都依照去做。他辅助他的仆人以色列，顾念阿伯拉罕，向他大施仁慈，并且顾念他的后裔，直到永远。
Mary was a very ordinary young woman.
玛利亚是一位非常平凡的少女。
And yet she prayed an extraordinary prayer.
但是玛利亚的祷告一点都不平凡。
By our modern standards, Mary would have been considered to be a member of the underclass.
如果根据我们今天的标准，玛利亚可能只是一个属于低下阶层的人。
She would have been considered disadvantaged.
她也都可能只是被人家认为她是弱势群体的一份子。
And yes, she would have been considered to be victimized.
当然玛利亚亦都可以被其他人睇为一个受害者。
You might ask why.
你可能会问啦，点解呢？
Well, try to explain to her society her teen pregnancy out of wedlock.
咁请问你，如果喺玛利亚所身处嘅社会当中，嗰啲人会点样解释一个女仔未婚怀孕嘅事呢？
You talk about being victimized.
如果你讲有关作为受害者的处境。
Teen pregnancy out of wedlock was punishable by stoning to death.
在那个年代，未婚的少女怀孕所遭到的惩罚就是要被石头打死。
And the family of the girl had to throw the stones themselves.
更加残忍的是，一个少女的家人要亲自用石头打死这个少女。
But Mary's true healthy self-image was built around her trust in God's word through the angel Gabriel.
但玛利亚真实和健康的自我形象，是因为她相信天使加百列所传神的话语而建立起来的。
Her true healthy self-image was built upon her confidence in God alone.
玛利亚真实健康的自我形象是完全建立在她对上帝的信心上面。
Her true healthy self-image was manifested when she did not count the cost for the sake of serving God's purpose.
玛利亚真实和健康的自我形象表现在她不计代价这样信服上帝的旨意身上。
And because of that,
正正就是因为这样，
millions of people are honored to call their daughters Mary.
数以百万计的人都为他们的女儿取名做玛利亚，并以此为荣。
Mary's family was so poor that the poor called them poor.
玛利亚的家很穷，甚至穷人都说他们家很穷。
But they were not only materially poor,
他们不单止是家境去困乏，
but their neighborhood was terrible.
连他们的居住环境都是很恶劣。
Their neighborhood had such a bad reputation throughout the whole country.
他们所居住的地方拿撒勒在全国的声名都是很差的。
So much so that John chapter 1 verse 46, Nathanael said, Can anything good come out of Nazareth?
甚至在约翰福音第一章第四十六节，拿但业这样说，拿撒勒还有什么可以出到来啊？有什么好东西出到来啊？
My listening friends, what I'm going to tell you next is very important.
各位听众朋友，现在我要跟你分享一件很重要的事。
People may be intimidated by the rich and the powerful.
一般人对有钱有势的人都有所顾忌。
But God only uses the humble.
但是上帝只会使用一些谦卑的人。
There are many people who are impressed by culture and class.
有很多人对有文化而且很优雅的人都印象深刻。
But God blesses those who are broken-hearted and contrite hearts.
但是神却赐福给那些伤心痛悔的人。
Many artists through the years have improvised in their interpretation and imagination of Mary's physical beauty.
历世历代以来，很多画家
由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。《天路导向》，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
We are delighted that you have chosen to tune in to this program.
我们很开心你再次收听我们天路导向节目。
And we are about to conclude our series of messages entitled Ordinary People Who Have Prayed Extraordinary Prayers.
今天我们将要结束我们平凡人非凡的祷告一个专题讲道系列的学习。
And we are going to conclude this series of messages by looking at the prayer that is found in Luke chapter 1, beginning at verse 46.
作为整个讲道系列的结束，我们要看路加福音第一章从第四十六节开始所记载的祷告。
Every generation has its own way to describe what's going on in society at the time.
每一个年代都有一套爱来形容社会现象的词汇。
Some words that have been used to describe conditions in the 20th century are as follows.
在二十世纪的时候所用的字眼就好像以下这一些咁。
The underclass.
例如低下阶层。
The privileged few.
例如少数特权阶级。
The working poor.
例如贫苦的劳动阶层
，social justice，
例如社会公义
，the disadvantaged，
例如弱势社群
，the disenfranchised，
例如被剥削的人
，and of course the all too common use of the word victimized。
当然，亦都有我哋经常滥用嘅名，就系受害者。
These are mostly words that are designed to categorize people in groups.
这一类型的字眼将人分为很多个不同的群体。
In academia, this is called social engineering.
如果在学术界当中，这一样东西叫做社会工程学。
For those of us who are believers, there is a big problem with these words.
对于我们基督徒来讲，这一些词汇很有问题。
These words most often underestimate and give no consideration whatsoever to the way God operates in His universe.
这一些名称往往贬低了甚至否定了神管理宇宙的方式。
Why?
为什么我会这样讲呢？
Because the unbeliever does not understand that God operates with a different set of standards.
因为不信神的人是不了解神所使用的是另外一套完全不同的尺度。
Because the worldly view does not understand that God specializes in lifting up the lowly and humbling the powerful.
因为世界的观念完全不明白神专门去提拔卑微的人，他专门去降低有权势的人。
There are those who teach that unless...You are rich and powerful, you do not matter.
世界很多的教导这样跟我们说，只有有钱有权的人才是重要的。
There are those who say that unless you have university degree, you are not important.
这个世界教导我们说，除非你拥有大学学位，否则你都是不重要的。
There are those who would say that unless your family is a prominent family, you are not important.
亦都有人咁话，除非你系出生喺显赫嘅家族当中，否则你只系微不足道。
But that's not how God thinks.
但系呢啲并唔系神所谂嘅嘢。
God looks at the heart and not the accomplishments.
神是看我们的内心，而不是看我们的成就。
And that happened 2,000 years ago.
而在2,000年以前，神已经是这样做。
God looked down and saw a young peasant girl from Nazareth.
但是上帝从天上面看到一位是拿撒勒的普通少女。
She was not related to the powerful Roman emperor.
他和强盛的罗马帝国甚至入面的凯撒都完全没有关系。
She was not rich and famous.
他没有钱又没有名。
But she had something none of these people had.
但是他有一些其他人没有的特质。
She was righteous.
他是一个正直的人。
2,000 years ago, a young peasant girl in Palestine,
在2,000年前在巴勒斯坦的一个平民的少女
knew what God is looking for much more than all the educated people in this century.
这个平民的少女已经知道神是依赖受用呢。
It is because their life's purpose is something other than magnifying the name of the Lord.
这个是因为他们生命的目标都不是为了荣耀上帝的名义做。
A joyful Christian is a Christian whose deepest concern is the glory of God.
一位喜乐的基督徒，他一生最关切的事就是要荣耀上帝的名字。
Whether you are a housewife or a student,
无论你是一位家庭主妇或者是学生。
Whether you are an engineer or a doctor or a businessman,
无论你是一位工程师、医生或者商人。
If God's name, God's glory, and God's purpose is first and foremost in your heart,
如果上帝的名字、上帝的荣耀和上帝的旨意成为你心中最重要的事的话，
You will be a joyful Christian.
你就会变成一位喜乐嘅基督徒。
This is a disposition that is available to every Christian.
一个系每一个基督徒都能够拥有嘅气质。
To magnify the Lord is the secret to your spiritual rejoicing.
尊主为大，其实就系我哋要灵里面喜乐嘅秘诀。
Imagine if something like this had happened to you, what your reaction would be.
试想一下，如果玛利亚的遭遇发生在你身上，你会怎样反应呢？
Oh boy, how am I going to explain this to Joseph?
啊，怎么办啊？怎么跟约瑟解释啊？
Oh boy, how am I going to explain this to the village people in Nazareth?
啊，怎么办啊？怎么跟拿撒勒的人解释啊？
Oh Lord, I'm not ready for this.
啊，神啊，我未预备好啊，怎么办啊？
And then later on, when we cannot do anything about it, we might say, well, God might have a purpose in this.
然后当我们什么都做不到的时候，我们可能会说，唉，神会有祂自己的旨意啦。
We think of all the problems first, then we give in.
很多时候，我们会先考虑所有的困难，在我们不得已的时候才会顺服上帝。
She could have thought of all the problems like we do.
其实玛利亚都可以好像我们这样去为所有的问题去担心去忧虑先。
But instead, she magnified the name of the Lord.
但是玛利亚没有，她呢，尊主为大。
Secondly, healthy self-image always points to the mercy and the grace of God.
第二点我要讲的是，健康的自我形象时常是指向上帝的恩典和慈爱。
Listen to what she said.
请你听玛利亚所讲的话。
For he has regarded the low estate of his handmaiden.
玛利亚说，因为上帝顾念他使女的卑微。
This is the Bible from cover to cover.
圣经由头到尾都是想讲这件事。
That God honors the humble and he detests the haughty.
就是话到上帝要高举谦卑的人，却厌恶骄傲的人。
That God never rejects the contrite-hearted.
上帝绝不会拒绝悔改的心。
But he does reject the arrogant.
但是上帝会拒绝傲慢的心。
Mary was conscious of the fact that she was the recipient of the grace of God.
玛利亚确实知道上帝的恩典临在在她身上。
And nobody can deflate that.
而冇人能够贬低一件事实。
Jesus said,
耶稣曾经讲过，
Blessed are the poor in spirit.
虚心嘅人有福啦。
Who are the poor in spirit?
边一位系虚心嘅人呢？
They are the ones who genuinely say to God,
就系嗰啲真心真意同上帝讲嘅人。
God, without you, I am nothing.
他们说，上帝啊，除你以外，我一无是处。
God, without you, I would have accomplished nothing.
上帝啊，离开你，我什么都做不到。
Healthy self-image always magnifies the Lord.
健康的自我形象就是成日去尊主为大。
Healthy self-image always points to the grace and the mercy of God.
健康的自我形象时常是指向上帝的恩典和慈爱。
Thirdly,
第三样我要讲的东西是
Healthy self-image always recognizes the faithfulness of God.
健康的自我形象就是去认定上帝的信实。
In Mary's prayer, she remembered that throughout history, God has been faithful to his promises.
在玛利亚的祷告里面，玛利亚记得上帝在历史当中一向是持守他的承诺。
He promised Abraham that he would deliver his descendants from slavery of Egypt.
上帝曾经应允过亚伯拉罕说，会将他的后裔从埃及为奴的地方拯救出来。
And he did.
而上帝成功了。
He promised Moses that he would get the people out into the promised land.
上帝曾经应允摩西说，他会带以色列人进入应许的地方。
And he did.
而上帝亦都做到了。
He promised the Israelites protection from their enemies.
上帝应允过以色列人要保护他们免受敌人的侵害。
And he did.
上帝亦都做到。
Hundreds of times.
有几百次。
He told them if they would be obedient to the covenant, that he would bless them.
上帝话俾佢哋听，如果佢哋遵守上帝同佢所立嘅约嘅话，上帝就会赐福俾佢哋。
And every time they were obedient, God did.
而每一次当以色列人信服上帝嘅时候，上帝就真系赐福俾佢哋。
And here Mary points out God's faithfulness.In always keeping his promises.
在这里玛利亚指出上帝的信实就是在于上帝持守他自己的应许。
Look at verse 51.
请你看第51节。
He showed strength to the humble and scattered the proud.
上帝用棒臂施展大能，那些狂傲的人当他心里妄想的时候，就被上帝已经赶走了。
Verse 52.
在52节那里圣经这样说。
He put down the mighty.
上帝叫有权的君王格位，叫卑微的人升高。
Verse 53.
在第53节这样说。
He fed his people in the wilderness with Pharaoh's armies drowning.
上帝叫饥饿的人饱餐美食，叫富足的人空手而归。
In verse 54.
在第54节这样说。
In his mercy, he kept on loving Israel even when they did not love him back.
上帝去辅助他的仆人以色列，甚至以色列人不爱他的时候，他都辅助以色列人。
In verse 55, he spoke to Abraham and told him that through his seed a Messiah would come.
在第55节当中，上帝同亚伯拉罕讲说话，话俾亚伯拉罕听，喺亚伯拉罕嘅后裔当中，弥赛亚就会嚟到。
And 2,000 years later, Mary was privileged to carry him.
而喺亚伯拉罕嘅2,000年之后，玛利亚就系蒙上帝恩宠嗰一位，佢从圣灵怀咗亚伯拉罕嘅后裔，就系弥赛亚救主。
God is faithful.And he will always keep his promises.
上帝是信实的，他总会持守他自己的应许。
But the question is this.
但是个问题就是。
Are you willing to trust him?
你愿不愿意信靠他呢?
Are you willing to fully obey him?
你愿不愿意完全信服他呢?
Are you willing to give him the control over your life?
你愿不愿意让他掌管你的生命呢?
First and foremost,
最重要的就是。
Your answer to these questions will determine not only the state of your joy.
你的答案不单只关乎你能不能够获得喜乐。
But also whether you will accomplish anything for God or not.
亦都决定了你能不能够为上帝成就大事。
Let me summarize those three points as I conclude.
让我在结束的时候为大家指出三个重点。
Healthy self-image always magnifies the Lord.
我们今天要讲第一个重点，就是健康的自我形象就是时常尊主为大。
Healthy self-image always points to God's grace and mercy.
第二就是健康的自我形象时常是指向上帝的恩典和慈爱的。
Healthy self-image always trusts in God's faithfulness.
第三健康的自我形象就是要认定上帝的信实。
I hope that you have now beginning to develop a healthy self-image.
我希望你现在就开始去建立一个健康的自我形象。
Until we meet again, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次天路道向节目再见。